at News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Tropical Storm Oscar is chugging toward the Bahamas after making landfall in Cuba as a Category 1 hurricane, leaving at least six people dead. National Hurricane Center specialist Philippe Pepin.
Right now it's located basically very near the central and southeastern Bahamas right now, and has maximum sustained winds of 40 miles per hour. And it's moving off to the north-northeast at about 12 miles per hour. So it's moving through the Bahamas right now, but later this afternoon, it'll already be past their latitude and longitude and moving out into the open waters of the northwestern Atlantic.
Former President Trump was on the road in Asheville, North Carolina Monday, trying to offer hope to the devastated area still suffering from the impact of Helene. He was asked by a reporter about the job the Democratic governor there has been doing.
I'm not hearing the good things about the governor here like I'm hearing about the governor in Georgia, as an example. I'm hearing the governor in Georgia has done a very good job, and I don't really know the governor here, but I'm not hearing that he's done a very good job.
Continuing an October trend, former President Trump has widened his lead over Vice President Kamala Harris in the latest Rasmussen Reports daily tracking poll. The survey says Trump enjoys a three-point lead, 50-47%, and leads Harris among Hispanic voters, 49-45%. Harris may be missing out on some likely Democrat votes in Bibb County, Georgia, with more than 47,000 people who are eligible to vote but don't bother. Mother's Nest founder Sabrina Friday says many of the mothers living at her shelter simply don't have the inclination to vote.
They don't want to do it because they feel left out. They feel like nobody cares.
The International Monetary Fund has upgraded its economic outlook for the U.S. this year, while lowering expectations for growth in both Europe and China. The IMF expects the U.S. economy, still the world's largest, to expand by a rate of 2.8%. This is SRN News. A unique Bible tailored for children.
Lifeway Christian Resources has released a special version of the scriptures designed to help youngsters with dyslexia. The CSB Grace Bible for Kids uses a special typeface that makes it easier for those who suffer with dyslexia to read. Lifeway President Ben Mandrell tells the Christian Post, quote, "Dyslexia shouldn't keep kids from reading the Bible. We want to help young readers interact and connect with God in a personal way through His Word." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has ordered Florida's Surgeon General to stop making threats against TV stations over a pro-abortion ad they've been running. A group campaigning for a ballot measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution sued earlier this month over letters officials in the state's health department sent to those TV stations. The letters claim the ads contain dangerous and false information about state law and that the department could initiate criminal charges. This is SRN News. The Social Security Administration will be sending out supplemental security income checks early for November to meet the requirement they be delivered by the first day of the month.
The program gives payments to those living with debilitating disabilities that may affect their income. This requirement for recipients to get their checks by the first of the month means that when the first day of the month falls on a weekend or holiday, the Social Security Administration issues SSI checks the business day prior. For the remainder of 2024, this will happen for the payment scheduled for December. It will also happen multiple times in 2025. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Americans hoping to leave an inheritance to their children would face a major blow if Kamala Harris is elected president. Harris says she would lower the estate tax exemption threshold to $5 million. It's especially hard on those families who own businesses, ranches, or farms. Those assets may need to be sold off just so the inheritors could afford to pay the death taxes to the IRS. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.